Rosh and Ois Chav Beis. Also one of these interesting Rosh where he puts together two seemingly disparate items together. But the topics themselves deserve a lot, so really there's three conversations over here. Topic A, topic B, and the combination. Those are the three things that have to be explained. So, Levaruch is Baroi, a person should give a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu, she hisbiya nefesh shirkeiko, that the Baruch Hu was masbiya, this person who is thirsting, and desiring. Vim yikalalu b'nei odom, or yikharfu, people, somebody's makalal you, or insults you. Ayoshif lehem dober, don't respond. El yehemin nelovim, be from a person who's in the love of him, don't respond. So the Rosh puts the 2 points together, again, so it's like if you imagine what the connection between the 2 points are. The first half of the Rosh, there seems to be different mafarshim behind the, what is the Rosh talking about? Is he talking about specifically the concept of brachas? The baruch is baruch, but she's spia nefesh shakol. He's talking about the loch of brachas nehenin, brachas amozin, the concept of bracha, that a bracha has to be done with a hargosha of the hakarsa toiv to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Baruch Hu took care of me, and that's the purpose. Is that the point he's talking about? Or he's talking about a much more closely like a concept that a person constantly, not in the context of brachas nehenin per se, but a person constantly a person should be baruch is baruch. A person should live constantly with their heart, with this feeling of that the Baruch Hu is being maspia nefesh shakeiko. The Baruch Hu is taking care of him. If you learn it the first way, so then the connection between the first half and the second half is a little more difficult to understand. I saw some of the Forshim suggest different ideas that connect it to, different ideas that they suggest. That if a person is a person who's careful to be mevorach like that, she's a tamal chacham. She's a tamal chacham. Maybe the lachy is he has a right to respond because of dinner of katan. She in a lekum lechikanachash. So the Rosh, even so, don't one of those fascinating pshatim. If the goal of the Rosh was writing for himself. The Rosh was written for himself. This was his. Later on, the Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal points out that at the end of, I think it's Ois Mem Tes or so, he says, you shouldn't be noifel, Dabar Mikol Ois HaTakonos, it's a little bit later on, where Ois it is. Be careful not to drop, not to let anything from this Takona fall by the wayside. So he explains it, because this is the Rosh wrote for himself. This was his point, he was writing for himself, his reminders. So, that he was writing that, Chachir, Talmud Chacham, because you take good brachas, merely, not me starving, that's what the Rosh meant. It might be a nice pshat, reminds you of the Pnei Shul writes, so Pnei Shul, one place, he says a pshat in Rashi, he says, even though I don't think Rashi meant that, but that's pshat in Rashi. Right? Rashi, now that Rashi's written, Rashi's part of Torah of Klal Yisrael, so I can say my pshat in Rashi. What Rashi meant, that's his business. Like that the person, Lachamei Vesim, he spent his lifetime treffing all the Sharambams, he's Zechar and Shemaim, his schus, he gets to meet the Rambam. So he presents all of his, so he sends his kasha to the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's a Mechalik of the Sugyas, Yerushalmi, he says, that's how you answer Shere Rambam. Right? I don't know if that's what the Rambam meant or not. That the Rosh meant, I don't know. But maybe we can understand what the Rosh meant. So if you learn the Rosh in a very limited form, he's talking about specifically to the concept of Birchus and Ahenin or Birchus and Mosin, the Lachas of Baruchu, so the connection is difficult. If you look at the Rosh is saying something in a much broader sense. Levorach is Baruch, he's Bia Nefesh Rekeko. It's on by his Rishon. So, there wasn't a Nusach Bracha. Nusach Bracha wasn't a Niskendik Bracha, how to say things. The Tefillah and the Lashonos of the Brachas that we have were Nusach Madash Kesset Agadol. Im calls that. You find the Gemara says that David HaMelech was Masakin to say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Means in Bias Rishon, a person would say brachas, he'd make up the brachas himself. I mean, there was no nusach bracha. And David HaMelech made this after there was a Megefin in Klal Yisrael, and so in order to create a tikkun that shouldn't be, this Megefin shouldn't be nimshach, he was misakin, a person should say mea brachas b'kolya. So imagine we're living in Bias Rishon, and we're not going with the standard nusach brachas, and I have responsibility 100 times a day to create a nusach bracha to take a Kodesh Baruch. whether they use the words Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, whatever they used. But 100 times a day, I'm going to stop and make it myself, and I stop and say, Baruch Hashem, thank you for X. Or however you understand the word, with the concept of Baruch, or Baruch Hashem, you're the source of X. I recognize you're the source of X. So 100 times a day, a person stopped on his own, not because it was nisken for him, not because he had a standard nusach, and so he had to stop and think, something's happening in my life right now, which I feel a gavaldik curse of Kodesh Baruch, and I'm saying thank you. That person, maybe Hampshire, what we're talking about, that person is so, he's on such a cloud. Right? 100 times a day, the person stopped and thought about the blessings that he has. And he thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. One morning, he assuming he was a creative person, he didn't, just do it once in his life and reuse it every day, But one morning he said, Rosh Hashem, thank you, my son, for my son. One morning he said, Rosh Hashem, and the Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashem, Shalom, Shanasanli Ben. And one day he said, Shanasanli, he gave me feet. And he said, Mechim and Sadi Gover, whatever. 100 times he stopped and he thought about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed to him. So now somebody comes, he's Makal of him. He's Makar of him. No. Right? The Revolver says a Gavaldic Marshal. I mean, made him modernize the Marshal, but. Right? Kaisel comes to Har Sinai. He says, all of the other places that they came, there was fighting where to put the tents, and they came to Har Sinai, Kishechab Levechod. How they do it? Imagine I buy a lottery ticket. Right? That's imagine number one. Imagine I buy a lottery ticket. Right? I spend $1 on the lottery ticket. Now, imagine I find out that I just won $50 million lottery ticket. And I'm the winner, the only winner. There's no, I'm not fighting with anybody. It's all mine. I imagine I'd be happy. Let's assume. Right? And at that moment, somebody steps on my toe. I don't even notice he stepped on my toe. And even if I notice, okay, who cares? I'm so excited with what the news that I just got, I really couldn't care less than what you just did to me. Claudius was coming to our scene, I understand the cheshivas of Matan Torah. He says, they're so excited. You want to put your tent there? Fine, put your tent there. I have to go somewhere else. The more mole I am with this excitement and with this simcha, the more room I have, I really couldn't care less what you do to me. So to Rosh, you want to be a person that understands that life is, you shouldn't respond to people who makalo you, people who makar of you. It's a stupid way to live a life. It's a waste of your time, it's a waste of your mind, it's a waste of your kayach. It makes you a bitter person. It's a ridiculous way to live a life. How are you going to do it? Well, I'm making my mind. Well, there's my it's not going to work. Because even if you don't respond, and you're big tzaddik, you don't respond, but inside of your heart it bothers you, it's going to come out. That's the reality of life. Will it come out now? Come out a year from now? If it's there, it's going to build up and it's going to come out. So I won't be mechayev right away. Later on, I'm going to have a time on the guy. Something's going to go wrong. Terrence says, what? It's not important to me. Because I have so much in my life that I'm so happy with that, you know what? I don't need to care about what you think about me or what your attitude to me is. I don't define myself by you because I'm Molly inside of myself. The more Molly I am, the less you are play a role. You're important to me, I care about you, etc. But you should define me. I should let you define how I live and how I act and what that is. That's ridiculous. Because I'm Molly inside of myself. So the Rosh, the Baruch is Baruch, he's speaking the Nefesh Arkeika. A person stops and he's Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what you have. You know what? I'm not going to respond. Why should I respond? So going back to that Moshe we said 2 days ago, I lost track of days already. Right? So the person's sitting, but he's sitting. And Betzim, the Rosh talks about that. Betzim Mitzvah should do that for us. That's how Mitzvah should work. A person's, Klai is by Har Sinai. They're in that audience with the king. Klai is by, they're in the arms of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Their mom is, Rucham Shalevitz, they're in the baby in the mother's arms. Look, we're there with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else in the world. It's so warm, it's so secure, it's so perfect. Now imagine the king of the smart king. He says, you know what? You're going to walk out of here and things are going to be difficult. You're going to forget this moment. I don't want you to forget this moment. I want you to live with that hargosha that I'm there with you. So I want you every single day to read this list of things that I tell you. And I want you to do certain actions to remind you. That's the Russian's mitzvahs. Kultur kula is nichol in the noch Hashem alakecho, that I'm living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It comes the more in Makkos and says that boch avakavim alachas sadik bemonos yich. If you live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have everything. All the arguments are the concept of a human being should live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is up to goyin. The end of that piece of the garment is mentioned. Is up to goyin. That's the meaning of mitzvah bitochen. Bitochen. Bitochen doesn't mean that you're designed good. Bitochen means I'm living with the Kodesh. I'm secure. I'm living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what am I worried about? All of the mitzvahs are a hechatimsa to create the reality of me that I live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we do the mitzvahs, we do the mice, and we don't take the message, we're missing the whole point. The reason why we have a problem of being mecharif and mekalel, a person stands in tefillah and talks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the guy steps in and says, like, why? The guy says, like, I just don't talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I just put on tefillin. My Rebbe had a horror, says Rosh Hashanah morning, Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah morning, you know, Seber, Beis Medrash, we had 500 people, 600 people in Beis Medrash. Lamasech, you believe in the Karach Mizmar. The wall shook. And then the Pesukim across Sotam. And then the Bracha. And the Amen. The wall shook. He says, I make a different suggestion. I make a similar suggestion. 7:15 in the morning, Shachar 7:30, 7:15 in the morning, the chazan's up at the Omid. Everybody has their tefillin. They say the kapitel out loud. Hinei mechamein! And also the chazan says, Baruch! Hinei tefillin! Amen! What's the difference? Tefillin's less than chashev than Tekiah Shofar. Nebuchadnezzar tefillin's every single day. It doesn't deserve the same thing as Tekiah Shofar deserves. Tefillin! You know what tefillin is? The mamash, look at the psuk about what tefillin is. It's the oyster of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we should put on tefillin every morning. That's how you put on tefillin. Everybody's there with excitement to put on tefillin. That's like Tekiah Shofar. But we don't do that because we put on tefillin every morning. But if we put on tefillin the right way, we wouldn't be I just was zeichet the Tekiah Shofar, you know. And I'm a brisker Baruch Hashem, you know. And I have the Tekiahs, the Teutus, and the Utus, and the Tu, and everything. And I was yoitzer. I'm a cloud nine. Baruch Hashem, I zechut the Tekiah Shofar, and I'm also Ramesh Shapiro's Talmud, so I have all the kabbonis, and I learned, you know, the Gamaliel Gabrinowitz and all his kabbonis. I have all the kabbonis. I'm in cloud nine. I'm zechut to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. He's Mikhail Kali, the guy insults me. It's his problem. So it's not just by, you know, the biggest cast of the Baruch Hashem gives us is mitzvahs. Bishop Kazimushan gives, we can be connected to him. That it's not just for here, Russia takes care of me now. But Russia was taking care for Loyal and Voyad. I have a connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which the Russian gives me here in this world. I personally should do a mitzvah and be simply simple from doing the mitzvah. The Russian, you want to make fun of me? Make fun of me. You want to do why is it important? Because it doesn't make any sense. So that's the suggestion of the kesher between the two points. I do want to talk about the musig of bracha, because I think Birchas and Hannah deserve to have his own conversation. And the musig of being that from the Nelov made him olvim, besides this nakuda, the power of not responding, etc., some also deserve to be discussed separately. But maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow, because it's probably too much to do in one shot.